Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, August 26, 2015 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. I'm seeing some Dropbox themed phishing. Actually, they're not going after your Dropbox password with those phishing emails. Instead, they're trying to trick you into giving them your Gmail, Windows Live, or other webmail password. So apparently they're trying to set up a network of spam bots by getting access to your email service credentials. Now, these emails are not done all that well, so this is why I took this a little bit as a reason to look at different sort of layers of defense that you can apply against this kind of phishing attack. In particular, run-of-the-mill fish like this one, you should be able to detect, and also your users should be able to detect it if you have a reasonable security awareness program in place. In order to facilitate this phishing, the actual phishing page was hosted on a compromised WordPress site, something we're seeing all too often these days. And if you have an update from Checkpoint about the Certificate vulnerability, this vulnerability does allow malicious applications in Android phones to essentially take over the phone by hooking into some of the diagnostic and debugging features of Android. Now, what the Checkpoint did is that they did offer an application that you can download to your Android phone that will check if any of your applications are vulnerable, and then it will also check if you have any applications installed that take advantage of this vulnerability. Now, in order to be vulnerable, you just have to run the right version of Android, but to actually exploit the vulnerability, you first need to install a plugin that will then allow other applications access to your systems. Essentially, these plugins don't validate the certificates correctly that allow access to these debug features. Now, they found one application that actually took advantage of this vulnerability. This application was Recordable Activator. It's not really malware in that sense. It's something people install willingly in order to record their screens on their Android phones. Apparently, this application was particularly popular among gamers who would like to record their gameplay without sort of having anything disrupt them on their screen. But using that same technology, of course, by being invisible to the user, this application could also be used then to spy on users and grab screenshots from the device. Recordable Activator has been removed from the Google Play Store by now. And well, going back to phishing, or better, spear phishing in this case, sometimes it's amazing what kind of phishing and malware emails actually work. Cisco is reporting that it sees some targeted attacks now that are using AutoIT. Now, AutoIT is a scripting software that you can use to automate tasks on Windows systems. In this case, apparently the malware first tricks the user into installing AutoIT if it's not yet installed, and then it downloads a 600 megabyte AutoIT script that will run on the system and, well, do the things that malware usually does, like, for example, check for countermeasures and check whether or not it's running in a virtual machine and the like, and then it will install additional components in order to gain remote access to the system. The tricky part here is that no anti-malware really is looking for AutoIT or AutoIT scripts. AutoIT is a legitimate application you may actually find in a lot of IT environments. And in addition, the script itself, of course, is something that we haven't really seen before in malware, and that's why standard anti-malware does not detect it. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and thanks to ThreadStop for sponsoring this podcast. Talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.